Imagine a society where your role is not chosen but awakened, where the wisdom of countless generations flows through your very DNA. This is not science fiction, but this is an insight into the ancient Varna system of India. Today, we will delve deep into the ancient Varna system and we will discover its connection to the modern genetic science. And we will answer and address many misconceptions about the Varna system and we will truly get to the bottom of the scientific structure of the Varna system of ancient India. The Advaita channel is about consciousness and conscious creation. Here we explore Vedanta and various other ancient teachings from India to understand the nature of reality and to consciously create our lives. I was looking at a research paper in the Journal of Neuroscience which did a study on the behavior of rats. This is an interesting experiment that I wish to talk about now. Now, a group of rats were taken in this experiment and they were exposed to a certain perfume or a certain scent or smell. Now, as these rats were exposed to the certain scent or perfume, they were induced with a stimulation and they were induced with a mild shock. So, soon they began associating that particular smell or scent with that shock and they began fearing that smell. And after a while, just the smell alone would bring fear and anxiety within their system. Now, here is where the story gets interesting. The next generation of rats, which were never exposed to the stimulation or the electric shock, naturally began fearing that particular scent or smell. Another interesting fact here is that these rats from the next generation, the offsprings, were never connected to their parents. In the sense, they were separated from their mothers at birth itself. So there is no way that these rats from the next generation could have learnt this information by looking at the behavior of their parents. And the still more interesting fact is that the same story continues for another generation. So even the next generation of rats showed a sense of fear and anxiety to that particular scent or smell. What does this tell us and why are we discussing this here? Now, this is a proof of genetic memory. And each and every one of us carry this within our system. Within Vedanta, we call it karma. And genetic memory is one aspect of karma. And karma itself is a very complex phenomenon. But let us explore genetic memory for this video. As I'm sitting here, I carry the memory of my ancestors. What they thought about, what they believed in, the food they consumed and their conditioning has been passed on to me through my parents. This is genetic memory. The ancient Varna system of India is a complex social structure, but the genetic memory was one key element within the Varna system. Now think about this. The entire society of the ancient India was classified and segregated into four parts. At first, there were Brahmins who were scholars and teachers. Second, there were Kshatriyas who were kings and warriors. Third, there were Vaishyas, they were businessmen. And fourth, there were Shudras who were the working class. So, like this, the society was structured and the carpenters, the blacksmiths and different personnel within the service sector were classified under Shudras. Now, even today, our society is like this, right? We have teachers and philosophers and then there are businessmen, then there are our soldiers and then there are our political personnel and then there are the working class And then there are certain segment of society which takes care of the service sector. So every society has classifications. There is nothing wrong in the system of classification itself. But once it becomes discriminatory and once it becomes oppressive, then the problem starts. The Varna system was not about discrimination or oppression. It was a simple social structure for the efficient functioning of the society. And now let us look at the system from the understanding and from the perspective of genetic science. Let's take a carpenter for example. Imagine a carpenter whose father was a carpenter and whose grandfather was a carpenter. Now, carpentry is in his blood. Quite literally, he is genetically engineered to be a skillful craftsman and a carpenter. And as this generation begins to produce more and more carpenters, each carpenter is building upon the conditioning and the genetic memory of his or her ancestors. So, each generation of carpenters become more and more skillful, more and more efficient, and more talented. This happens naturally through the genetic karma or through the genetic memory. This was a very big aspect of the Varna system. The Varna system, just like any other systems in ancient India, was about the efficient functioning of a society. The society needed carpenters and blacksmiths and businessmen and agriculturists and soldiers and philosophers and teachers. So, the system was created in a way in which efficiently the knowledge and the wisdom and the skills were transferred and transmitted to the next generation, not just physically through a teaching or through mentorship, but also genetically through genetic memory. Now look at the society today. Most of us struggle to find our place in this world. We are not sure about what our purpose is in this world. And whatever we do, if we do something from scratch, it is difficult for us to be successful at it, and it will take a lot of time and effort for us to be successful at it because we are learning everything from scratch. Now, there is nothing wrong in this if we actually are interested in a particular profession and if we wish to take it up as our life's path. There is nothing wrong in this. But just think about how scientific the ancient system was, especially for that context and for that time. Everyone knew his or her place. Everyone knew what he or she should be doing for the society. And not only this, they were naturally skillful and talented in what they did. And hence, no one was unemployed and no one was dissatisfied with what they were doing. But this system was never meant to be a prison. For a seeker within a Shudra community, if he truly wished self-realization or enlightenment, there were gracious teachers and gurus who took them under their tutelage and mentored them in the spiritual path. There are numerous examples of this. But just like any other system in any part of the world, after a certain amount of time, people in power began to exploit the system and they began exploiting the people who were under them. This is when the Varna system turned into discriminatory caste system, which it was never meant to be. Varna system was simply meant to be a social structure, which was based on many deeper aspects of reality, and genetic science is simply one aspect of it. Now, what can you take away from this? You need to understand that as per the teachings of Vedanta, you have not come to this world with a blank slate. You carry karma from thousands and thousands of lifetimes. So you have certain vasanas, certain deepest tendencies. Based on the memory you carry right now, you have certain innate strengths within you. And as you begin to tune into this, as you begin to understand who you are in your essence, and as you begin to become aware of your deepest karmic imprints and your tendencies, what you are supposed to be doing in this world will naturally become available to you. Your swadharma or your purpose will become naturally available to you. So try to go deep into this. As you meditate, think about your deepest tendencies. What is that you truly want to do in this world? What are the things in which you're passionate about and you're proficient in? And this inquiry may point you towards your swadharma. Now, if you want to understand what you are in your essence, we did an interesting video about the Ekashloki of Adiguru Shankaracharya, where Shankaracharya explains the nature of self and the nature of reality in a single verse called Ekashloki. So, if you are interested in this, you can check out this video next. If you are interested in these kinds of content and if you are interested in spirituality, Vedanta, conscious living and conscious creation, then you can explore the Advaita Conscious Society. This is a unique community cum learning platform that we have created for spiritual seekers to explore Vedanta and to master conscious creation. This is to help one create their ideal life consciously.
Hello there. If you wish to understand the true nature of reality and learn about consciousness, conscious creation, and the teachings of the ancient Vedanta in order to live your life with purpose, achieve fulfillment, and consciously create a life that you truly want to live, then you can join our community cum learning platform, the Advaita Conscious Society. For more information, visit advaita.com. Thank you.